It's leadership at all levels, now in its ninth year. Our host is Gail Lowney-Olofsson, the president and founder of Leadership at All Levels, an inspirational and educational professional development company. As professional keynote speaker, author, and business development executive, Gail's career journey has focused on building decades of corporate and personal relationships through leadership, gratitude, and positivity. As an adjunct professor at University of Rhode Island, Salve Regina University, and Western Connecticut State University, Gail appreciates the opportunity to share business acumen and optimistic views on life with her students. Gail also serves as a director on several nonprofit boards, including the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Newport Hospital Foundation and Newport County Chamber of Commerce. She's the author of Your Someday Is Now, What Are You Waiting For?, 100% of the book sales benefit nonprofit organizations, and to date, over $50,000 has been donated to nonprofit organizations. Welcome, Gail.
Well, hello, Bruce. Happy leap year.
Happy leap year. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Once every 4 years, we get that extra day, which so many people appreciate. I know I do.
I think it's an excellent day to be gathering together, hearing from you, and hearing what you have to say today and hearing what you're up to. We always look forward to that.
Well, absolutely. And I cannot believe our Leadership at All Levels shows has been on the air for 9 years.
It's amazing.
We're starting our 9 years. So that's, I'm glad that the station did not get a 7-year itch.
Well, we at least had to have sense enough to know a good thing. So we want to keep going with the Leadership at All Levels. But it seems like you're just getting started, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It does. And I'll tell you, speaking of just getting started, I want to flash back to almost 20 years ago. On June 12, 2005, Steve Jobs delivered his famous graduation speech at Stanford University. I love this speech. I use it when I teach at the university. It is the speech focused on connecting the dots. And how it goes is, you cannot connect the dots looking forward. You can only connect them looking backward. So you have to trust the dots will somehow connect to your future. And you have to trust in something, whether it's your gut, your destiny, your life, karma, whatever. This approach has never let me down and has made a difference in my life. I cannot tell you how many lives that quote has impacted. It's just an amazing quote. And it's just a reminder to all of us that our work is going to be such a large part of our lives. And if we want to be happy during the approximately 1/3 of our lives at work, can you imagine, Bruce, 1/3 of our lives is at work?
I think I'm more than that.
Yeah, I think I might be too. And that's roughly 90,000 hours of our life. So, you know, we need to focus on doing what we believe is great work. Because what we believe is great work, someone else may not think is great work. But I always say we want to do excellent work. We want to be known for excellence. That's for sure. So in lieu of a guest today, I've scheduled a conversation with my colleague of 16 years, and Bruce, you're going to love who it is.
Yes.
It's Jocelyn Emery.
Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Jocelyn. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you for having me again.
And Jocelyn is our director of marketing for the Newport International Boat Show.
Excellent. So, one of the looked forward to events.
Bruce, when she was listening to you read the intro, she was talking about what a great voice you have.
Well, I'm glad of that.
Now I'm blushing, but I do think it's a very nice, kind voice.
Well, thank you. You're very kind. I appreciate that.
I think the last time we spoke, we were in the middle of the boat show pre-hurricane with the wind flapping our tent sides.
Yes.
And we're trying to give you as many highlights as possible to stay upbeat. And the hurricane wasn't coming and it wasn't being affected. So I'm appreciating today in the sunshine. And, you know, we're in a nice calm office over here.
Yeah, Hurricane Lee. Hurricane Lee was a very interesting experiment in team building. If we wanted to order a leadership trainer and team building specialist, we could have done that without Hurricane Lee. That's for sure.
Team building and resilience.
Yeah, team building and resilience. Yeah. But speaking of team building, the Newport International Boat Show has been owned and operated by Newport Restaurant Group, formerly called Newport Harbor Corporation, and it's been owned by Newport Restaurant Group for over 50 years. Can you imagine 50 years? This is going to be our 53rd year?
53rd.
Yep. And last week, we have really exciting news. Our show was sold to South Florida Ventures, which is South Florida Ventures. The parent company is called Informa, and the parent company is based in London. So South Florida Ventures is based in Fort Lauderdale, Jocelyn? Fort Lauderdale, Miami, mm-hmm. That area. We're still meeting everyone there. They've been unbelievable. Of course, I'm loving the British accents.
It doesn't hurt.
I love it, with it being with my husband's family from England. But this has been such an excellent decision for both Newport Restaurant Group and South Florida Ventures, which is going to really offer a lot of opportunity for growth for the Newport International Boat Show. And it will also impact our community in a very positive way. You know, financially, as for businesses, for hotels, for restaurants, for stores, for jobs.
Yeah, so I think it's so this company, the South Florida Ventures, they run the U.S. boat show segment. So down in Florida, they do the Palm Beach Boat Show, Fort Lauderdale, St. Petersburg, Palm Beach, and Miami. So these guys are the experts of experts in the industry for trade shows in, you know, the in-water capacity. And so now we get to lean on them and grow the show and have a partner for years to come.
Which is outstanding. And we have to change our vernacular to it's us now. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's not they.
It is.
I know. Isn't that something?
It is. Yeah.
Yep. I've been saying they, but yesterday when I was at a marketing meeting, I'm talking about Newport Restaurant Group and I'm saying our. So I think that I'm going to have 2 hours. I'm going to always hold Newport Restaurant Group. I know you will too, Jocelyn, as an hour. Mm-hmm. And also, Informa South Florida Ventures now as, you know, our as well.
Yes.
So
we're excited.
So it's a big change. It's all good. Every time I turn around and I jot Jocelyn too, there's a text, there's an email. Is this okay? Are you okay? The great news is the whole boat show team will be integrated into South Florida Ventures. They are taking us with them. They've been nothing but warm and welcoming. In fact, I know this is very difficult, Jocelyn, but we will be in Palm Beach in a few weeks.
Difficult. We're just going to have to dust off those spring shoes.
You know, do we get spray tans for this?
I think so.
I don't think we can. We're New Englanders.
We need to look better than that.
Yeah. So, but I guess what we could also talk about too is the Newport International Boat Show this year, like the dates, what it involves.
Yep. So our team, so Gail keeps saying that we're going with them, but we are going with them as part of the company. But the Newport team is staying in Newport to run the show and continue to run the show from Newport. So we're not leaving our community, but we will fold into, you know, their standards and their, you know, procedures and things like that. But our Newport Boat Show takes place right after Labor Day every year. The show dates this year are September 12th through 15th, Thursday through Sunday. In downtown Newport, we take over the waterfront, as everyone knows. You know, we tell everyone to chart their course and set their calendar, and it's just a must-see event. It wraps around the waterfront through 16 acres and 6 connecting show sites. So everything is there for you to enhance your boating lifestyle, to see the mega yachts, to dream a little, maybe grab a kayak, have a lobster roll. And then everything that you need to outfit your boat and your lifestyle on the water.
Yeah. And Bank Newport is back again as our presenting sponsor. So it'll be the Newport International Boat Show presented by Bank Newport and Ocean Point Marine Lending. Mm-hmm. We cannot say how much we absolutely love working with Oscar and Siobhan and Jen and Jack. Oh my gosh, did I forget Jack?
They're part of our family. I mean, it truly feels connected. They're definitely intertwined.
Yeah. And there's so many other Newport exhibitors and sponsors involved. I've got to give a special shout out to Jay Lasky at Helly Hansen because he helps so many different people, so many different nonprofits. He's just like a great, and he has been a supporter of the show for over 25 years. Not just a sponsor, but somebody who's really, what would you say about Jay, an advisor?
Yeah, I mean, he is influencers before influencers. You know, he's so passionate about the community and voting and his lifestyle brand. But again, when you find the right sponsor, it just folds into what the show is all about with without any effort. Like, he's just there so organically.
Yeah, Bruce, have we picked up a Helly Hansen jacket for you yet?
I am an extra large. That much I should pass along.
All right, that's going to be on the list for this year, because he also makes us look pretty darn good. That's for sure.
Absolutely. But
I also want to mention there's a lot of other local nonprofits. Well, there's nonprofits that we get involved with the show. Mm-hmm. One of our long nonprofits is the Boys and Girls Club. Have to give the shout out to Kelly and Joe over at the Boys and Girls Club, because they do our silent auction. They work hand in hand with Newport Marriott on this. So it involves the community. Kerry Richmond Viking, Hogan. I know I'm going to forget someone and hear about it. So, and then, of course, we have Newport Restaurant Group that we will be working hand in hand that Newport Restaurant Group will be doing all our catering, our bars, which will be wonderful.
Yep, they're wrapped right within the show grounds. So Restaurant Group, well, we may have been sold off. They're not really getting rid of us that easily.
Yeah, no.
The show is really intertwined between all, you know, Bannister's Wharf and the mooring and everything else. I mean, it really is an annual tradition for everyone.
So one of the things that I just want to say to our listeners, because we're going to continue now with a conversation a little bit about change. Any questions they have is on our website,
NewportBoatShow.com.
And just rest assured, we're all here and we are starting to hire now. So if people want to work the boat show for the week of the boat show, they can get in touch with me or Jocelyn just through the Newport website, mm-hmm. and we can steer you in the right direction.
Yep.
So Jocelyn, I'm going to ask you the first question, and you feel free to throw it back at me as well. We've known this since mid-December. Mm-hmm. So this has been a lot of adaptability.
Yes.
You know, a lot of adaptability. And I'm a big one about thinking about adaptability as a superpower. Mm-hmm. You have been so adaptable in our company over all the years we've worked with. What do you attribute that to?
I think just being okay and uncomfortable with the unknown. You can't control everything. And I think my life has always been very full inside work, outside of work. And it's just been a natural juggling act that I've always had to do. And so when I put my work hat on, I do the best that I can. I bring in my positive attitude. And I think as you transition and go through these different chapters, know that you're going to grow from them. And I think when you're in that moment, it's so easy to get caught up with anxiety and not knowing where, you know, what to do and where to go. And I think, for me, just being as flexible as I can and knowing I'm going to do the best I can for today and give it my best shot and then wake up tomorrow and do the same thing. So I think that's always been one of my strengths, you know, for the last 20 plus years working. And I think you just have to continue to do it and apply it.
Well, we are going to go to a quick break. And I love that. We have to think it. We have to apply it. And it definitely is a superpower.
Do it again.
Changes. There's the expression. Change is the only constant. And mm-hmm. I'm a huge believer in change. Mm-hmm. So we'll go to a quick break. And then we will continue a conversation about changes in our life, the positive focus on changes in our life.
Leadership at All Levels with Gail Lowney-Olofsson.
I'm talking today with one of my favorite co-workers, colleagues for how many years? 16?
Over 15. We'll call 16.
But I don't remember. I do not remember not working with you. Like, I just feel like you've been with our company for a lot longer than that.
Yeah. Well, I've had different hats and different roles. Which is appropriate because we're talking about change. We've always had some fashion of, I've always had a marketing hat. So, and you've had sponsorships. So we've been really kind of intertwined.
Yeah. Hand in hand.
Yeah.
It's funny.
It's been great.
Because I walk in the morning and I love giving everyone a high five, or if they open their arms, they get a hug. Uh-oh, I don't know how human resources feels about that. But Jocelyn always opens to a hug. Because when you're a small office of five, it's just so nice to have a camaraderie. Does not mean we agree all the time. In fact, such great change and evolution comes out of. Mm-hmm. Don't you agree? When we can agree to disagree.
Healthy conversations, you know, and I think they always have outcomes. And you learn from them, but I'm a hugger, so that helps. A lot of, I don't know if everyone's a hugger in this department, but I'm definitely a hugger.
You know, there's a picture I have on the office door, and it's a picture of an old lady and a young lady. And it's I got it from Stephen Covey's book years ago. Jocelyn, I don't know if you even know about that book, The 7 Habits of Successful People.
I mean, I definitely heard of it, but
1993. Were you born in 1993?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
In 1993.
Oh, so kind. I'm well, almost into, what? Almost 50. Come on.
And our client from Pepsi at the time, Jeff Platt, gave me cassette tapes.
Great.
Of the 7 habits of successful people. And a light bulb went on my head. This is how I want to be. Because we didn't have that in the formative days of the Newport Yachting Center. We just didn't, when I started back then.
Yeah, there was no TED Talks.
No, there's nothing like that. And one of them, in the book, there was a picture of an old woman and a young woman in the same picture with the words, two people can see the same thing, disagree, and still be right.
Mm-hmm.
Or change the way you look at things and the things you look at change.
Yep.
I'm confusing Stephen with Wayne Dyer at this point, 2 of my favorite people. But it's so true. Now, in that picture, there's also, look, I put it up for the class, and one young lady said, "Is that a lion eating a lady's head?" So it's like 3 people can see the same thing. And that's where I feel like in teams, whether small or large, mm-hmm. respecting each other's differences is really mm-hmm. important. And that's it, that's that. But what are some of your favorite memories of working for our company?
Well, the Yachting Center days were just, they're so memorable, and they were so lively, and there's so much energy that went into producing these. And then again, you would do it again and again, because how many did we have in the season?
Well, we produced over 2,000 events between 1988 in 2023.
Yeah.
2000 events.
We were very young. And I think
we're still
that,
very
that
young.
Helped. But it was, there's so much energy. And so what would happen is you throw all of your time and commitment and creativity, and then you'd be rewarded because you get down to the show site, you take a breath, you look around, and all of your hard work was so rewarded and right in your face with everyone enjoying it. And your colleagues would pop down and, you would talk about it. And then you'd wake up the next morning and say, "Oh, what do we have Friday? What do we have Saturday?" So you couldn't catch your breath very long. But the Yachting Center days were just so special, and the town knew it, our company knew it, and our colleagues for sure. I think Huey Lewis is one of my favorite concerts. I thought we were going to break the deck dancing.
Yes, absolutely.
Definitely. And then I think some of the ones that were opportunities that maybe didn't take off as successfully, we had, what was that, Hullabaloo or Hulla, what was the festival fet?
I don't know.
We had these creative ideas, and some of them worked and some of them didn't. And, a lot of them were grassroots. And so I think, the charter show was one of them. So, you would start these events and try them. And again, that's growth. You take what you learn and you apply it to the next chapter. So there's some good, there's some trials and errors. But I think the concerts for me were the most special.
Yeah. It's funny because I started in 1988. Bruce, I was 10. All right.
Yes,
I was 12.
You were 1.
Okay. And I remember my boss, Steve Prime. He's still here in Newport, one of the best bosses ever, and a good friend now.
The boat show.
Yeah. And we had the boat show, we had the sailboat show, the small boat show, the powerboat show. And then he had hired me from the hotel and cruise line business to develop events on the waterfront. But here's the word, Jocelyn, I've never told you this. The words he said were, it was March 23rd, 1988. You've got 6 months to prove yourself or you don't have a job.
No pressure.
Oh, and I say this to Steve all the time. Can you imagine now saying to somebody 20-something years old,
no.
You have 6 months to prove yourself? You could never say that. You'd be in an HR office,
yeah.
I think. Who knows?
Yeah.
But I really loved from Steve Prime to the evolution of Tim O'Reilly, who at that age, late 20s, early 30s, was really leadership, tough leadership.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have that as much anymore. I don't need it now. But I needed it then.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm very self-disciplined, but mm-hmm. keeping us accountable to budgets,
mm-hmm.
those type of things. It was it's very important. And I remember we started the chowder, we had the chowder cook-off, but we took it from what was the size of the skating rink at the point mm-hmm. to the whole 4 acres of the site. And then we just expanded on that, made it internationally acclaimed.
Yes.
Started Taste of Rhode Island, the concerts, the ice rink.
Yeah, everything was just in downtown. It didn't matter. The ice rink was special. That was a labor of love.
Mm-hmm.
We just needed ice. That was the problem always. So we knew the rink would be a success, but we just had to pray to the ice gods. But so much, I mean, so much. But Gail, now that, you know, we're talking about change and your legacy here and, you know, being 35 years into Restaurant Group and the Yachting Center and the community partnerships and so many things that you spearheaded for this company, I mean, how are you feeling? Because you have 20 more years on me for working here. So how are you feeling? Really, how are you adapting? Yes, I mean, I've been here 16. Yeah. You've been here 35. And so, you know, how are you coping? How are you navigating this change?
Well, one of the things I loved first of all, it made such sense. I guess I'll start from the beginning. I love the way that our company told us that we were being acquired by Informa. I thought that was wonderful. And we had always had a great deal of respect for South Florida Ventures because of the way they run their shows. They run the largest boat shows in the world.
Yep.
So to be told that, it was such a natural step. It's just that loving a company the way we do, it was just like it took a little bit of our breath away.
Right.
Just a little bit of your breath.
Right.
But it's the natural evolution. I mean, for you, I'm on my back 9 in golf. I think I'm on my back 3 holes. I'm waiting for that 19th hole. But I'm not. I love working so much. And for you, you're younger. This is like, Informa has 200 trade shows, over 200 trade shows.
Globally. They're in every market, every trade show in the industry, in the world. Like, they are just enormous.
Yeah. So to be working and have that experience and what we can learn from this new company, what we've already learned is wonderful because Newport Restaurant Group is truly now a restaurant company. When we worked with them, we were an event company too.
Right.
So, but that said, I will say that when, after we were sold and we have the weekend, now it's done. You know, we kind of know it's going to happen from December, but as you're doing your due diligence, is it really going to happen? And aren't we fortunate to have that experience in our life?
Yeah.
Like, that's a great...
We were part of the entire process.
Yeah. Like, who gets that? It's just such great for career growth.
Yeah.
But then when it was sold last Friday, last Thursday,
yep.
I'm like, oh dear, I feel erased.
Right. Well, you had a moment to reflect.
Yeah.
I think we've been going so quickly to get to this point that, you know, you have a quiet place and all of a sudden you have a reflection moment. And it's okay. I mean, that's what, you know, you have to do in order to grow and move on to the next chapter. But, you know, you wouldn't be human if you didn't reflect.
No. And when I felt erased, that's the word I was using. It just was like, wow, on Monday, I'm no longer going to be on Newport Restaurant Group's listserv. My friends who are there, oh gosh. But after
she'll still get a free drink, don't worry.
I hope so. All I want is a free coffee at Food Love here and there. But here's the thing. It's like, it's because you're kind of like between, you're on the lifeboat between two ships.
Mm-hmm.
And I started realizing, hey, you are your own ship. You are your, and we'll talk about that in the next segment, just about developing yourself for your life, no matter what company you're in. But this is what I also loved about our company. Our HR director called me Friday morning. Kristen Fahey, our HR director Kristen Elaine from Newport Restaurant Group. I want to know how you're feeling. And I said, I feel erased. And she goes, oh dear. She said, oh dear. I'm like, no. It's okay. I'm only going to feel erased for 24 hours. I'm just going to process this. And today, would you know, out of the blue, I get an email from her. Are you in a good space? I hope she wasn't. I don't think she was. I think with 1,500 employees at Newport Restaurant Group, she wasn't thinking about me the past week. But I said, I'm in a great space.
Yeah.
I'm connecting the dots.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Steve Jobs were connecting the dots backwards.
Right.
So we'll go to a quick break. And I do want to continue the conversation about evolution and leaving what you've known and what you've loved.
Thanks for joining us. It's Leadership at All Levels with Gail Lowney-Olofsson.
And we're talking today on Leadership at All Levels on Leap Year 2024. Gosh, 2024, we blink and it's 2024. You're in my top 10, you know.
Oh, excellent.
You know, you're up there. So I just thought that's a big place to be. That's a big place to be. We're just talking about change, and I want to just continue with, well, we know change is a constant in life and it presents itself in unexpected ways. When it's career change on such a positive trajectory of leaving Newport Restaurant Group for a company like South Florida Ventures, that's called pinch me change, meaning pinch me in the most positive way.
Mm-hmm.
One, you still have a job. 2, your job is very similar to what it was, and you'll have growth in this job. 3, you get to, well, you have to too. I have that whole speech, get to versus have to, but you get to, we get to learn all new technology, mm-hmm. which is going to be daunting. But it's such a privilege to learn that. I look at it at my age, and you're younger, but at my age, I look at it as doing crossword puzzles. It's really good for your mind, mm-hmm. and it keeps you fresh.
It's relevant.
So this isn't a change like an illness or a death or a real disappointment in life or, God forbid, losing a job. Mm-hmm. This is a very, very positive change. Mm-hmm. But I know that we would not be giving Newport Restaurant Group, and it is becoming not intended, a Newport Restaurant Group Love Fest, this segment. And I don't think that we would be doing as much of a good service, like I'm even going to use the words due diligence to Newport Restaurant Group without talking a little bit about our leaders.
Yeah, I think it's, I mean, again, we talked about a lot about reflection, and we're so fortunate to have this experience, you know, with Newport Restaurant Group and, you know, all that it comes with, this amazing executive team and leadership, which you have access to, and guidance. And we've learned, I mean, I have done backflips with how much I've learned with Restaurant Group and wearing different hats and being in different departments and project leading and all of that stuff. And so I think for me, I'm pinching myself because I am ready for that next chapter. And what a great opportunity it is for me to learn now from the best of the best in a different industry, right? And I think a lot of that greatness can move me forward. And from what we've seen and who we worked with down with the Florida team, amazing. I mean, they've worked with each other and just as tight of a network of teams as we have for 20 plus years. And so we're being folded in to hopefully something that will offer a second chapter or third chapter of greatness and passion and, you know, resilience and just a way to connect and learn for the next, you know, couple decades. For me, I'm looking at it with all positivity. You know, Gail and I have that in common. I think we naturally are positive people, which really helps in this pivotal moment of change. I think if you're not naturally positive, you know, I think you're probably going to have to give yourself more pep talks in the morning. But I think for Gail and I do feel, you know, that comes naturally and we're kind of embracing it, but, you know, reflecting at the same time. And I think that's okay.
And I do believe in that. I believe in cultivating positivity as your default state, mm-hmm. because radiating optimism. And if there's anyone who actually personifies that, it's our president, Paul O'Reilly, our president of Newport Restaurant Group.
Yeah.
I have been friends with Paul since he was 17. Well, I've known Paul since he was 17 years old. And I feel
as
like
a dock hand.
I know he was a dock hand.
At the Newport Yachting Center.
Yeah. And I wasn't working for the Yachting Center yet. I was a sandwich board girl in Newport, Rhode Island. We carried a sandwich board girl marketing.
Photos to come.
Yeah, photos to come. Mark, I'm actually going to put that in the post. Marketing Newport on a sandwich board. It was fantastic. God, I remember. I had Crest Farm. No one knows what Crest Farm is anymore. Variations, High Line, Corner Store Deli. Tivoli Gardens, I would be very, very proud carrying my sign, promoting the people on my side. So it was the best. I loved that job. And then working in the cookie jar, those were great summer jobs.
Yeah.
But I met Paul. So when I ended up working with his dad, and I say work with, because I'm sure you'll agree with me that Newport Restaurant Group, and I'm sure Informa's like this as well, is a work with culture, not a work for. Mm-hmm. And I found that our best leaders in the company have been work with people. They are not the push themselves on you type of leader. They're the pull, you're pulled towards them. Mm-hmm. And so again, the way we were told with Paul O'Reilly, Nick Lamond, who is our CFO, Brian Young, who is our direct boss, and then Ken Cusan, who has been through all the due diligence with our new boss, Andrew Duell, Andrew from England. So has Andrew been over here 25 years now, more than that? And I'm like, Andrew from England.
I don't think they lose the accent.
No, no.
I don't think so. But no, they all have something in common, right? They're amazing leaders. They lift you up. They reward you. I mean, absolutely, for all of your hard work. They guide you. They're kind. They're good people. You know, you can't say that about everyone. They're very, very good people and smart. Smart people.
And Newport Restaurant Group too has been the kind of company that you can really be who you are. Let's think back
authentically
to the
you.
Yeah. Let's think back up to the days of Chris Parati and Michelle Maker, who succeeded him as general manager, and how Chris really you know, and I say, I like to say I was on the opening of the events team, myself, Chris, and a few other people, where we really built the Yachting Center. We built a really great foundation for the events with a team, believe me, not by ourselves. And then Michelle came over and she amplified what was built and brought it to a new level, which was fantastic working with Michelle. And Bruce, you go back to Michelle all the way back to the radio days.
I do, yes. Michelle was toiled mightily and was creating and running all kinds of amazing events for a group of broadcasters, including the very influential station HJY. And I would have to appear before Michelle if I were to do an appearance, say, at the Newport Yachting Center, let's say, for the Chowder Cook-Off, and bring my fine radio show. I would have to appear before Michelle and pretty much appear before the Queen to have her say grace over this appearance.
The Queen was probably 25. She was probably 25 when you were appearing to her, you know, in front of her.
But she was great, and she and I worked very well together. And when she took over there in Newport, she was always so gracious to work with and so efficient, like you.
Well, thank you. And I'll tell you, it's interesting, like, how all things come around, because we see Chris Parati every time we bump into Chris. It's the warmest, nicest feeling, because Chris was our boss and he was a work with, and again, a big hugger and very, very motivational. He still is. He's just a motivational person. We're really blessed to work with him. But I'm smiling because two of our coworkers are now our sponsors. Why didn't I think of this? Rebecca LeBlanc.
Yep.
Who Jocelyn and I worked with on the events for 11 years, yes. is our sponsor with Safe Harbor. And she transformed a deck into this, of course, in true Rebecca magic wand fashion, into like the hangout place of the boat show. It's the place to go, the Safe Harbor deck. And then Cassandra Earle, who was Cassie Lucaris at the time, was our intern for my student for 3 years, intern for,
worked
I think,
in the
two.
Marketing department.
And then worked in the marketing department. Mm-hmm. And now she is our sponsor with Discover Newport, her and Catherine Farrington.
Yes.
How exciting is that?
And they'll be a big part of the show.
Yeah, the community is so intertwined. We're all intertwined with all our events. There's so many great events here in town. It's a wonderful thing. But I was sitting here looking at you, thinking of favorite moments. And I'm going to go first telling you one of mine, but then I want to hear some of yours. It can be from any of the events, because Bruce made me think of it. I think I've told Bruce this story in the past, but I remember with the concerts. Do you remember when we brought in David Crosby? You may not know this. I love David Crosby. Well, I was in charge of David Crosby's press tour and bringing him to meet with all the press, do his radio, television interviews, all the things that we had to do. Lord knows why me. And so I'm working with David Crosby probably I want to say it was 1 to 4, because I'm remembering exactly where he was standing when he said these words. It was that like late afternoon sun coming down, that really beautiful glow of the day.
Sound check.
And he looked at my boss, Chris, and he said, "I'm going back to my bus to smoke. And I, after spending the day with her, and I don't smoke anymore." Then he gave me a big hug, and we all went sailing with him the next day.
So funny.
So we took him out on the Adirondack. He wanted to go sailing. But I said, "Oh my gosh, was I that bad?" He's like, "You got things done." So I just loved that. To me, it was a big compliment and a big smile. And he did not really go back and smoke. I don't want to start any rumors.
Well, he's kind of in the great beyond now, so...
Yeah, bro, I don't want any bad karma coming back.
Gotcha. I mean, once we had our tours, you know, kind of routed our direction. I mean, Little Newport would bring in these A-list, you know, celebrities and stars, and, you know, on the waterfront, it was just so homespun and so intimate. I mean, we saw like B.B. King's 80th birthday, Willie Nelson played. I mean, the Allman Brothers, like a lot of these bands, you know, are no longer with us. And, you know, we saw these like epic bucket list moments, you know, in our little waterfront town.
Yeah, we did. And I we'd be remiss too, not to mention Al Salzillo.
Yeah.
You know, Al Salzillo booked all our concerts until we started working with Live Nation.
We had some great partners.
And
a lot of them are still with us at the boat show.
Yeah, I remember. We're going to have a band. I'm not going to mention it because I don't want to disparage. But they didn't like the quality of our towels. Or the fact that their Starbucks was not served in a Starbucks cup. They wanted not, it was in a plain cup, so they didn't believe it was Starbucks. And Al went right backstage, and I was like, oh my gosh. And he said, here's the deal. See this check for the balance of your payment? I can rip it in half right now and just go tell the audience that you don't like the quality of the towels and you don't like the coffee.
Oh, that's good.
And I'm like, oh my gosh. And then they went on stage and they played like they've never played before, threw picks to everyone. They were so good. How's that?
That's good. Screaming Orphans.
Yes.
That was one. Dropkick Murphys.
Yeah. Ben Folds, right? Multiple Amazing. Years. And
we're just reminiscing.
Nope. And our all-time favorite. Community favorite, Livingston Taylor.
Yeah, right. I mean, just really special nights.
And you know, in our formative years when we were able to give away a lot of seats, because not, believe me, we would sell out, but we'd save a section of seats for people who were physically or, you know, just otherwise challenged. Mm-hmm. And Chris would always save this row, you know, and Livingston Taylor would go to that row and kneel down and talk to people in whether they were in wheelchairs or sitting. He would never have them stand up. He'd kneel down and talk face to face. Anna Nalick, and I'm forgetting the man from Train. What is his name? The lead singer of Train. I should know that. I'm forgetting. Do you remember, Bruce, who the lead singer of Train is?
As you were saying it, I was trying to think of who it is. I just saw his name the other day.
So wonderful. Anna Nalick opened for Train, and they did the very same thing. They would kneel down and in with little children.
This is what the venue did bring out in people, because it was just so intimate and they really gave it their all.
Yeah. And all the people who learned how to skate on the skating rink. Now, interesting, you don't know this yet. Luke Sessa was our title sponsor of the skating rink from Born Footwear. Hmm. Remember, it was the Born family skating rink. And so many people thought it was the Born Bridge. Because, or it was the Bourne Field. We do research with performance research. And they'd come back and say, yes, people think it's the Bourne family of Bourne, Massachusetts and the Bourne Bridge. And then, but we got that word out over 5 years of Bourne Footwear. His wife works for Informa and runs a show called Greenbuild, Sherida Sessa.
See, it all comes back around.
Yeah. And I had texted her as soon as we made the announcement. We haven't talked yet, but I talked to her husband and he said she has so enjoyed working for Informa. So it comes full circle.
It does. It does.
So I've been talking too much about my favorite memories.
I don't know. I mean, we just went through all the concerts. I think the Chowder Cook-Off is one that no one can forget. I mean, the chowder is boiling, you know, you're schlepping cups and, you know, running stages and radio hosts and, you know, the award ceremonies. And I mean, it's in the heat of the summer, the pavement is cooking and, you know, you're full, you can't even, you know, shoulder to shoulder full, never was like sardines out there. For some reason, we all loved it. Yeah. You know, you put that scenario together, it doesn't sound that welcoming, but we all loved it. That was a really fun event. And then, you know, my other hats with Restaurant Group is just, you know, being part of a lot of their acquisition of new restaurants and launching restaurants. I got to wear that hat for, you know, at least 5 years, being smack in the middle of the creative department, doing their account management. So, you know, I've learned a lot in all these different facets of marketing and communications and people and acquisitions. And I think I just kind of carry that forward.
Yeah. No, we do. So it's onward and
onward and upward. Memories. Isn't that you say that? Onward and upward.
You make me laugh though about the Chowder Cook-Off because I would spend.
It doesn't sound welcoming, but it is.
Yeah, but I always said the best way for sponsors to come back to the Chowder Cook-Off is to just put them in the hospitality tent for the afternoon.
Yeah.
They would go up to the Chowder Cook-Off for 10 minutes and then they'd be down in the hospitality with Bruce doing his radio show down there. Mm-hmm. We're doing a big lobster bake for the clients and having some music.
I mean, the name still lives on because there's times in Rhode Island you'll go to the menus, you know, and sit down to have, you know, a seafood feast and they'll say Chowder Cook-Off Hall of Fame winner. So the name still lives on. Yeah. Like you have seen it. The Mooring still has it. Kessel Hill. Like there's still a few recipes out there that it's been a long time since that event closed its doors, but you'll still see it on the menu.
Yeah. And, you know, I know that we don't have too much left in our segment, but it's also important to state how well the community has worked with us and continue to. When Colin Kane of Peregrine Group bought the Newport Yachting Center, he could have just said, no more boat show. Mm-hmm. He's so positive about it, with Chuck Moffitt. They're such great partners. We could not do that show without Chuck coming, putting all the docks in.
They are the show.
Why is their attitude so good all the time? Colin has a great big smile. He calls me G Money.
What's not to love? You know, it's the they've gone through their season. You know, Labor Day has passed.
It's a lot of work. There's a lot not to love.
It's just, I know, but for some reason you just give it your all. And our company says it all the time. It's this inaugural event that people come out for and our community comes out for and our exhibitors and our attendees. Like, it's on people's calendars as soon as, you know, January 1st comes. And I just think it becomes that must-see event that brings so many people together, boaters alike. But even if you're not a boater, you're still going to come, you know, come hang out and meet up with friends and colleagues and have, you know, dinner on the waterfront. It's kind of the last hurrah, of summer.
So having Colin Kane as a partner with the Yana Center, then having Bart Dunbar and Joe Nicholson and lovely Adrian over at Bowen's Wharf, and how beautiful the wharf looks, and it integrates so beautifully with our show. David Ray and Joe McCarthy with banisters.
It's quintessential New England. Yeah. I mean, it really, the nooks and crannies, the cobblestone streets, it wraps the whole waterfront. I mean, there's no other event in Rhode Island that represents, you know, New England as well as downtown Newport.
And then the last year, when our show director, Lisa Knowles, working in hand-in-hand with Sam DiMatteo, exhibitor sales, when they worked with Larry and Charlie Holden over at Perry Mill Wharf to develop that whole experience. Who knew that we were going to land the FlexJet helicopter from Succession, and how open-minded everyone was, including our fire department,
right, in
our police. They were just, so the community. So I guess as we wrap up today, this is our thank you. It's a change is a good thing. It's important to be resilient, to embrace adaptability. This is a positive change. This isn't, like I said, a life alteration of sadness. And I think this is our way of saying thank you to Newport Restaurant Group. Thank you to Informa for welcoming us and adopting us.
Yeah.
Thank you to the community. Thank you to our exhibitor sponsors. And Bruce, as always, you've been with us at least 30 years.
Close to it.
So, Bruce, are you just nodding to all these memories?
Absolutely. It's great to be able to hear them. And hey, with an eye toward the future, off we go.
Yeah. So the last thing I want to say, and then have you close out as well, is I think that we are extraordinarily fortunate and blessed to have lived a lifetime of so much fun and a legacy of such good with the millions of dollars raised for nonprofits, camaraderie, with, you know, fostered camaraderie with our exhibitors, our sponsors, our community, our coworkers. Mm-hmm. And I just think that I know that there are a lot of people who don't get this in a lifetime.
No, to experience that and really honor it and then move forward, right? You don't want to just move into the future without understanding the past. And I think we just are going to build on it. But we're very lucky to have all of that to build upon, because so many, you know, people are changing jobs, or you're working from home, or you're just not getting that connection that we've all had. And I think that it's important to just, you know, highlight it.
Yeah. So Bruce, thank you for another great show.
I'll see you
next month on Leadership at All Levels. And Jocelyn, thank you for being our guest.
Thank you for having me, both of you. It's great.
It is great. Leadership at All Levels with Gail Lowney-Olofsson.
Your Sunday is now. What are you waiting for?